Not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call at WNRN. I'm Rick Moore. And thanks to those on 91.9 and Richmond's 103.1. We love having you here, especially on a, at least for August, chilly, rainy Sunday morning. Our guest today, Lee Channing, one of the station's favorite guests. Callers love having Lee on. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
It's nice to be here.
Well, and we appreciate you stopping by. Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from the Charlottesville Ivy area. I guess Ivy is your actual street address for Spirits Evolving, your business, correct?
Well, that's the mailing address. We're actually on Faulkner Drive, just down off of Old Ivy Road. We're just a few blocks from the station.
That's right. If you know where WNRN is because you make your spring, fall, fun drive pledge, you can walk on over to Lee Channing's Spirits Evolving pledge.
That's right. You can actually walk and it'd be good for you.
All right. Intuitive analyst. We get asked this question on a frequent basis. What's the difference between intuitive analyst and psychic?
Actually, very little difference, if any. You can make a difference in that what I like to do is just analyze and consult with people about their energy flow, which is a little bit different than what people think of as a psychic that gives you predictions. There's really very little difference. If you call me a psychic, I won't be insulted. It's just I've always used intuitive consultant on my business card, and I do a lot of energy work as well, so it's not just psychic work per se. I work with haunted houses, and I work with people and animals, sort of analyzing and discussing with them their energy flow and things they can do to make their life feel more content.
You said working with animals. Lazarus is with me today. We'll talk about your work with pets a little bit later in the hour. Let me give out the phone number because usually the phone lines wake up a little bit here on Wake Up Call when Lee is in the studio with us. It's 979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Lee, we always, I want to know about your abilities and where they come from. How did you gain your abilities and how long have you had them?
Well, that's a good question and, of course, a complicated one. But to make it very brief, I think we all come here with different levels of interest in our intuition and how we use that. And when I was a child, I realized that I could really kind of, quote, talk to the animals. The sick animals in the neighborhood would end up coming to my house, et cetera. And then as a teenager, I didn't want any of that. It didn't seem normal anymore. I thought when I realized that a lot of the other kids couldn't do the same thing. But in my early 20s, I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant episodes, which means you're seeing something in your mind's eye actually while it's happening. And I saw things like car accidents and things I did not want to see. So I thought I was losing my mind. And I found a wonderful psychologist at UVA who had worked with Gaither Pratt, who was one of the leading experts and one of the original experts in studying extrasensory perception, which is ESP, what they called it, probably back in the 50s and 60s. And he told me that, you're really not losing your mind. You're clairvoyant, and you should read all the books. So I did. I read a lot of books. I went to the University of Minnesota and studied parapsychology for several years, and then I moved to Oregon and really finished my studies there. So I had a good base of information and energy to work with. So I started doing personal readings. I'm also a hypnotherapist, specializing in past life regressions. Started doing that in the 70s. So since the mid-70s, I've actually done readings for the past 20 years as my profession. So I work with people on a daily basis. I do phone consultations and with people all over the world. So I'm really so blessed. I love what I do.
How do you talk with someone by phone? And again, people usually calling in by phone today, keeping the phone lines busy, or you know, when you're outside of the WNRN studio and working around the world with people by phone.
Right. Well, initially, I would have to be with you. I would want to be with you and use psychometry, which means I would hold your watch or your ring or your eyeglasses to really focus on you. I needed to develop that focus. That was 30 years ago. So as the years went by, I realized, you know, I can do this by letters. So I did the Seville psychic column for 8 years. And I realized that if I focused on the energy on that letter, I could do it. And then I realized, you know, people ask me questions on the phone, and it actually was a progression of growth and evolution. I realized all I had to do was talk to that person on the phone and fax. And so now all I have to do is if somebody calls in, I just tune into their energy and focus on that question and get an intuitive response. So it really doesn't make any difference. As long as it's the person, I don't have to have a birth date or, you know, an exact name. We can use nicknames or whatever. It's just something that really has evolved over the past 30 years in that now all I have to do is put my focus on, my intuitive focus on the question at hand, and it really doesn't matter where it comes from, and I do get a response. And when I work with people long distance, I did a reading, you know, a couple weeks ago for a woman in Sweden. I just tune into her energy on the phone as though we were sitting together, and it seems to me now it works just as well. I don't think there's any difference in the energy.
All right. I hope people will take advantage of Lee Channing being in the studio with us today. 979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst from the Charlottesville area. Call up. Ask Lee a question. Oftentimes, which we do everything from career to love to medical issues.
Animals, weather,
issues.
Color.
Color is one of your specialties. Your book is Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
That's right. And I really enjoyed writing that. What I did was I noticed years and years ago that I began to see certain colors associated with individuals and the seven chakra colors. And I would say that when that person was working on specific issues, that color would be brighter in their energy spectrum. So I began to focus on that. So about 20 years ago, I started using color in every personal reading. If you come to me for a personal reading, I will say the color most active in your energy at the moment is blue or red or whatever the color may be. And I wrote the book really to act as a guide for people who like to pick up the book, and if they really feel like they're drawn to the color red, they can look at the book and see what that indicates. It could indicate you need more patience or you're dealing with anger. And it gives different exercises and tools and visualizations you can use to work with that color.
All right. I see that we have our first caller. Let me get everything set up right. Hi, caller. Are you still with me? Hello, caller.
Hi.
You have a question for Lee?
Yes, I do.
Fire away.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Lee. My name's Leah. I have a question. I just started seeing this new guy named Jay, and I was wondering if you think it's going to work out.
You know, it's a little early because there's not much energy between the two of you right now. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to work out. But what it means is that your energies have not have really not joined forces yet to decide if you want to grow together, if you want to do different things together, if you're going to learn together. There doesn't appear to be a lot of energy surrounding the relationship now. That doesn't mean you should give up on it. What it does mean is that, you know, you need to only do your share. You have a lot of energy to give. You have a lot that you like to share, a lot of things you like to do. So I would give it, I mean, maybe a few months and see what happens. It could change and have more energy around it. Some people have that instant energy connection. I've seen that happen. Some people don't. So it may be that this is one of those relationships. It doesn't feel dangerous. It doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel like you should run the other way. But I would say just take it slow and easy for a little while and see what happens. A little premature, I think, to say it's going to be a long-term relationship. I know that's not very helpful, but I have to be honest and just read the energy as I see it. Thank you, Leah.
All right, Leah. Have a great day. Phone lines open again. Again, 434-979-0919. We used to have two or three phone lines open here at the station. I think today we're just going to have the 979-0919. So keep hitting redial. You have a question for Lee Channing. Leah's question about my relationship, or, you know, her relationship with Jay, and you say, I don't know yet. We don't have enough information on this. If I asked you about a relationship that I was also, or anyone asked a relationship about a question about a relationship that they were, it was fairly newly involved, how do you have enough in that to answer?
Well, what I do is I'll tune into your energy. Say if I tuned into Leah's energy from her energy, I don't tune into the other party very deeply. Certainly I'll touch on their energy, but I don't like to infringe on people. But many times I have worked with people who have a relationship on the other side of the world. They've just met this person, and there's an instant energy connection, and there's a spiritual connection. It's very easy for me to sense that.
Positive or negative, because you also said, met Leah, about no need to run away.
Yes, I have had to tell people, please, this relationship is not healthy for you at all. There is no connection in an extremely negative way. That doesn't happen that often, but it does happen. So actually, when you're saying, I don't know, it's a positive thing. You don't have to do anything too dramatic. But relationships are such a laboratory for us to grow. We use them all the time to grow and learn and change. And sometimes you just need to close it down because there are no lessons and there is no joy to be found. But it can vary quite a bit. A little bit more, I think, than most people would think.
All right. We have another caller. By the way, Rusty tells me he just did a test and the 877 number will work. So 877-967-6762. That's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. But on the local number, we have Renee. Hi, Renee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Question for Lee Channing.
Yes. Hi, Lee. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
My question to you is, my sister and I have never really gotten along all that well, and my mother passed away 9 years ago, and since then I've been making a real effort to include her in our family and to be a part of our lives, and I'm just wondering if you're feeling anything as to what you think the future holds.
Oh, well, that's a good question, and you're a very compassionate being, so I know it's important to you, but my sense of it is that maybe you need to try less. I feel like there's a lot of heart center energy in you, a lot of green energy, which comes from the heart center. But that also includes, you can pull in guilt, and you can pull in energies that you really don't need. I think that many people, and this is another relationship question, of course, but many people think that because it's a blood connection that you have to go above and beyond. And that's really not the case. Each relationship has its spiritual connection. We are, yes, born into families to learn lessons, so you don't ignore biological relationships. But you also have to be realistic and say, what is the spiritual lesson here? I really don't feel any outstanding spiritual connection between you and your sister. So I would say you enjoy your life. Try a little less. Maybe that will encourage her to reconnect on some level. I would be surprised if that happened, but it could happen. But I think you need to do less. You take care of you, your family, your spiritual family, your close friends. Let her be for a while. I think that's the only thing that could make any difference in a positive way, is for you to back up a little bit. That's not going to be a negative process. It's actually, I think, going to end up being positive.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your insight.
Thank you, Renee.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, the local line is now open again, 979-0919 for Lee Channing, and we have Barbara on the 877 number. Good morning, Barbara.
Morning.
Your question for Lee.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
All right, Barbara, go ahead with your question.
Yes, married for more than 30 years. Definitely hit a rough patch. What do you see going to happen?
Boy, this is definitely relationship morning here. Rainy mornings must bring out relationship issues. You're trapped in the house. You know, you're going through a rough patch in your growth, no matter whether that's in a marriage, a relationship, a career. You're going through a rough patch, and by that, I mean a challenging time when you have lots of lessons sort of jumping at you out of the dark. There are lots of times when you're going to have to make very difficult decisions. You are prepared for it. I think you've spent a lot of time in subtle growth. That means that you may not realize how much work you've done on yourself. You've actually done a lot of work on yourself. So you need to trust yourself in this. I think a little distance right now would be the best thing. Whether that means in another room or another house or another state is up to you. But I feel like that there's a lot of irritating energy going on between the two of you, and that's not going to let up by talking it out. Most people can talk it out. You can't. You all need peace and quiet and silence. So I would do everything you can do to find peace and quiet for yourself. And if that means making some dramatic shifts, if that means a short-term time to decide, a separation, decide what to do. Right now, there's too much static energy going on to make any definite, powerful decision. So I would back off a little bit, and that's hard when it's somebody, you know, so close to you. But I think you need more time, and you're doing a good job, so you got to trust yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Barbara, best wishes. 11:17 here on WNRN Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. We have another caller on hold. Deborah, hang on just a second. I need to take care of a little business.
Support today for WNRN comes from
TNN Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, TNN specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. TNN offers FSC-certified printing, an internationally recognized standard for production and consumption of forest products. TNN Printing can be reached at 434-971-8976 and t-nprinting.com.
The Jefferson Theater, presenting Nuit de Fantaisie, a classic burlesque and vaudeville showcase presented by Deanna Danger, Friday, August 23rd. Tickets for the August 23rd show are at jeffersontheater.com. Nuit de Fantaisie, a classic burlesque and vaudeville showcase presented by Deanna Danger, Friday at the Jefferson Theater.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you so much for being with us today on Community Independent Radio, WNRN. I'm Rick Moore, host of Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Our guest, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst. You can find her at spiritsevolving.com here in the Central Virginia area. We are taking calls 979-0919. The 877 number is up and running, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. And let's see, Deborah, did you hang with me?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, your question for Lee Channing.
Hi, good morning, Lee. My question is, I seem to have had constant struggles in my life. And 24 years ago, I had gone and seen a psychic who did a reading for me, and she said that, well, she knew that I had a very difficult childhood. I am a survivor of physical and sexual abuse. I don't have a lot of memories, but the ones I have are horrible. And she told me that I was paying a karmic debt. And I feel like I don't know if I believe in reincarnation, but I feel like what she was telling me, that I was somebody horrible or I did something horrible, and that in this lifetime I have to pay this debt or I'm never going to have peace. And she kept telling me that my debt was almost paid and that my life would get better, and it really hasn't. And I'm just wondering, is there something I can do? Is there, you know, I'm just at a loss.
Well, that's a fascinating question, Deborah. And first of all, I don't think she did you any favors. A lot of, quote, psychics will give you all of this subtle information, and they will say you owe a debt, but they don't tell you to whom, which can make life pretty complicated. Do you spend your entire life paying debts? Do I believe in reincarnation? Yes, I do. I do past life regressions for people that don't believe in reincarnation. There's genetic memory, so you can decide what may be hanging on. We do bring things with us to work on, but I do not believe that we have some karmic debt to an individual that we have to pay in full, exactly the same thing that they did to us and we did to them and then they did to us and now we do it to them. I just don't believe it's that complicated. I believe it's about spiritual growth in reincarnation. And I think if you get stuck in, I've got to pay a debt, I don't know where to do it, how to do it, when to do it, your life is going to be even more filled with chaos and struggle. So I think what you have to decide is there anything outstanding that I need to do? Is there someone I've harmed in this life that I'm aware of? If you're not aware of a past life connection, you can get a past life regression. I have seen that work. But the very idea of letting go of your past life issues is much more powerful when you do it with your heart, you do it with your spirit. You don't have to wait around to say, oh, there's Joe, and now I'm even with Joe. I just don't think it works that way. I think in my minds get involved and it gets much too complicated. And I don't believe we all have struggles in life. It sounds like, yes, you have certainly had a great deal of, especially childhood abuse. I bet you in the past month, I've worked with three people, that have had to deal with sexual abuse as children. And it's interesting to see you can let it go. It is awful. There's no way to minimize the energy that you put into that. But you are a powerful spirit, and we're all a much more powerful spirits than anything that anyone can do to us in childhood. We have that experience. I hope we can learn from it. We can forgive the past and keep moving. You have a lot of spirit. So I think it's just a matter at this point in your life, you're at that place of awareness to step forward and take care of yourself and really let the past go. There's nothing in my sense of you that's waiting to be repaired and waiting to be fixed. You just need to let it go and start moving forward because you've got a lot of great energy to work with.
Okay.
Thank you,
Deb. Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome.
All right, Deborah. Best of luck with that. Phone lines are open again. That's 434-979-0919. Andrew was on line four. Andrew, I hope you'll call back. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. But both lines are open right now for a question with Lee Channing. Lee, we often talk about colors when you're here. Your book is about colors, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. I always allow you to pick on me. To sort of give the pros and the cons for a color worn. I have blue jeans on, but I have a purple shirt, and I wore it with some expectation of what I was doing with you being here. It's oftentimes people just put on some clothes and move out the door. But talk about this a little bit.
Well, there are no cons. I'll start with that. This one. Usually I have a few cons for you. That is the perfect shirt for me. That is one of my favorite shades. I love purple. Purple is the intuitive center. But that's a wonderful shade of purple. It's got a bit of kind of a gray tint to it.
But you said for you.
No, for you, for me,
oh,
being
okay.
In this room with you.
Got
yes,
it.
Thank you very much. But overall, that's I can guarantee you if you wear that shirt all day, people that you're talking to, they may tell you a little bit more about themselves because it's very open for energy. It's very open for sharing, for intuition.
So this is my pickup shirt?
Absolutely. Wear it to a bar. But maybe not tonight. It's Sunday. Wear it to a bar next Saturday. No, it's wonderful. Women are attracted to that. Men are attracted. Everybody's attracted to that color because it doesn't offend you. If it was a bright yellow shirt, it can kind of offend some people. That shirt's not going to turn anybody off. So it's perfect. It's a wonderful shirt. Wear it every time I'm here.
All right. We're going to take a call from Kate. She's on the local line, which means the 877-WNRN Rocks line is now open. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your question for Lee.
Yes. I am a bit stuck on my ex, who is also a bit stuck on me. We have a history now of 11 years together. The last four we've not been together, but we're still in frequent contact. So it gets a little confusing sometimes. I'm just wondering what she's picking up on, if anything at all.
Well, no, that's a good question, too. We've got a lot of relationships this morning. My feeling is that it's not finished. That can be extremely frustrating. There are still lessons that the two of you need to learn together. So I would suggest, sort of opposite of what I've told some people this morning, I would suggest that you have scheduled times to get together. Now, whether that's for an intimate encounter, whether that's for a coffee, that's entirely up to the two of you. But I do think that you need time together. If you can schedule a time during the week where you see each other one day a week, and you're not going to be able to get on with your lives, even though I think both of you have tried. I feel other energies surrounding you both. But I think it's really time to sit down, literally make a list on your computer, your phone, your piece of paper, whatever, of what connections you feel with each other. Because until you have sort of worked that through, you're not going to be able to move on. Do I think you're supposed to be together forever in this life, the rest of this life? Probably not, because you have different levels of energy to work on. But I think right now you do need time together. You need to forgive each other for the past. There's a lot of heart center energy, which is about forgiveness, jealousy, guilt. It's also about total love, unconditional love, you know, coming in. So I think for now you need to get together and just try to talk about one subject at a time. Both of you need to narrow your focus. You can't get together and start talking about the last 11 years. Get together and talk about the past 1 year or the past 6 months, because I think there is still enough to learn there that you really have to do it. If not, it's going to hang on for years and years into the future, and I don't think neither of you really want that to happen.
And what would you say about a six-hour time-distance gap?
Well, I think that's fine. In fact, I think if you live down the street from each other, it would probably be even more complicated. You know, I think to be able to schedule time, it could be on the phone. In person would be better for both of you because you're very physically oriented people. So being together physically is better, but you could do that once a week or once every 2 weeks or whenever you can get together. If not, schedule a phone time. If you start making it more scheduled, it's going to make it easier to see what you need to do. These casual get-togethers and conversations are not going to work for you. So I would really say, okay, we talk every Sunday night from 7 to 8, or we see each other on the first of every month. Really, and say, give it a time limit. Say for the next 6 months you're going to work this out so that you have scheduled times together to try to talk things through and really keep yourself sort of on a path to let's get this literally sort of finished up and work it out so that we can love each other and leave each other. So it is very complicated, but I think you can do it. Both of you are pretty strong. Stronger than you think.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate.
All right. Thanks for the call. Apparently, we are having troubles with the 877 number. You're welcome to keep trying it. I see it's on hold now. Is that correct? I'll also give you the station number, which is 434-971-4096. Welcome to try that. And then the 979-0919. Our guest, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst at spiritsevolving.com. Lee, you can also go to the website. Some people always have the problem about, oh, they'll recognize my voice. I don't want to call with a question. But you can also go to the website, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do one free question for anybody that would like to go to the website and send in the question. Some people will say, oh, I heard you on WNRN, and that's absolutely fine. I'll respond to all of them. I like for it, you know, to be one focus so that, we can do that. And, you know, many times they'll decide to come for a reading. Sometimes they don't. They may not need it at that point in time. So, but a question is always welcome through the website.
All right. Back in action on line two with Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Oh, we're well. Question for Lee Channing.
Yes, I'm looking at purchasing a property that ties into my life plan, my vision, and I've been hemming and hawing about it. It's a first time property buyer, so I'm not sure if I'm hesitant because of the big expense or if this isn't really the ideal property that I'm looking for to fulfill my vision.
Well, I think you've got a little fear going on, and I think that's probably about making that commitment, because it does to me feel like it's a good choice for you. And life vision shifts. Remember that. I mean, it may be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know, if you wanted an orchard, you may want a farm, or if you wanted a farm, you may want a townhouse in the city. We do shift energy. In fact, we shift energy patterns every 2.5 to 3 years. But sometimes life plans won't switch, but maybe 10 years, 20 years. And sometimes it's so clear that we don't need to do, we just switch within that plan. But I think that this, I would try to take the money out of it. If somebody was going to give you this property, what would you do with it? How would you make it? Because I think the fear is sort of clouding the judgment a little bit. And it does feel to me like it is part of your life plan. So if it works out for you, I don't see any reason to hesitate. I think it's something that you've wanted for a long time, and I think that it's part of who you are. And my guess is that you give it a little more thought, get rid of some of that fear, and you're going to see it very clearly.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Robert.
All right. I see the phone lines are rolling away, so let's do this quick break. Please keep calling here for Lee Channing, our guest on WNRN Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
Our members are joined by the following underwriters in their support of WNRN.
The Markets of Tiger Fuel Company, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street.
Barrett Fencing. With 20 years of experience constructing aluminum, vinyl, chain link, and wood fences for commercial or residential fencing in the Lynchburg area, you can visit BarrettFencing.com. It's a small world, and they want to put a fence around it.
Hi, I'm Greg Beam from the Stanton Downtown Development Association. Stanton Jams will take place on Saturday, August 31st in downtown Stanton. You can bring the whole family for a day of live local music and dancing from 12 noon until 10 p.m. on Beverly Street. This event is free and fun for all ages. You can explore, shop, dance, create, dine, and have a blast all day long with your friends in historic downtown Stanton. Jams is sponsored by the Stanton Downtown Development Association, Shenandoah Valley Regional Airport, Baja Bean Company, and WNRN. For more information, visit stantondowntown.org. I'm Greg Beam, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thanks so much for being with us today on WNRN. I think I lost the call there. Mukande, let's check. No, see, Mukande, I apologize. We're still having tricky with that line 4. Call us back. Next we have Chris. Chris, are you with us?
Hello, yes.
Yes, your question for Lee Channing.
I'm new in town, and I'd like to know what kind of work I should look for part-time.
Straightforward question. You know, Chris, right now it feels like you don't, well, I wouldn't say you don't need to be working. You may want to be working. I don't feel a career stepping out for you, but you need to be around people. So I would suggest something that gets you around a lot of people, and that could go anywhere from Barnes & Noble bookstore where you are. People are in and out all day, to working with, gosh, it's interesting. You could also work with animals. You might consider checking with some of the animal groups. Your energy has this subtle connection that feels like maybe it's an old connection that you haven't done yet. So if you wanted to do some work like that, you could work in a store that that sold animal products. I don't think you need an office environment. You don't need to be working on a farm, you know, working with the horses, et cetera. But I would think just any job right now, whatever it is, it's going to be temporary. It doesn't feel like it's time for a new career. So I would say just find something that, you know, feels like it's going to be fun for a short period of time, just to be around people. That would be the main thing that you should do. So that leaves, you know, 1,000 opportunities. I don't think you'll have any problem finding something, but I do think you need to make sure and keep it light and fun and just something to do for a short time.
Okay, that sounds real good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Chris. By the way, the phone lines are getting backed up. Please have patience. Our guest, Lee Channing here, spiritsevolving.com. Also, leechanning.com,
yes,
as was pointed out to me.
I'd forgotten that part of it, but yes, you're right.
And now, let's see. We have Julia. Good morning, Julia.
Hi, good morning. Lee, I recently met a special man, and I was wondering if you see him in my life plan as being like a soulmate, or what type of relationship we might have.
That's interesting. Right now, there doesn't feel like, maybe he's just preoccupied with other things. It just it doesn't feel to me like right now there is any need for you to go deeply into that. It's interesting. That's a couple of times this morning. The people must be having the same kind of energies. He does feel like he needs to be very busy just to, again, touch his energy very lightly. I don't infringe on people's energy. But I think he has a lot of things to do. So I think for now, if you can find, if there is time for the two of you to spend some time together, find something that he's interested in, I think that you're looking for something different right now. I think you've had a lot of great life experiences. You've learned a lot about yourself. I think you're ready for a very calm, sort of laid back energy, and I'm not sure that's what he's ready for right now. So, you know, again, it's sort of like the first caller. You know, there's no reason to run away, but there's sure not a lot of connection. So I do not believe that this is the soulmate that you've been looking for. So I would say you certainly don't need to go away, but I think you do need a soulmate, and it needs to be somebody that's very gentle and very laid back. So look for those words in people as you begin to meet new people. I think this is a time for a lot of variety in your life, a lot of different types of energies.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Julia. Lee, how do you tell someone that, you know, again, this is not my skilled background or behavior, but Julia talks about a special man.
Right.
And then what I heard you saying was, this is not that special man.
Right. Right.
And so obviously there's disappointment in her voice.
Right. Right. And special is very, very unique to your energy. You know what I'm saying? You may look at one person and it feels different. It feels unique. And I have it happen, you know, so very often. And there may be a special. I'm not saying that you don't feel that special feeling, but it may be that your special feeling is not aimed in the right direction quite yet. It may be time for you to have a special feeling, which is good to recognize that. But as soon as you feel like a lot of women, if it's time to have a child, they feel the biological clock ticking. They want, all of a sudden, the guy that they've known for a couple of years looks like a lot better father material than he used to. You see what I'm saying? So some of it is your perception, you know, and it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It may be that you're just sort of aiming your specialness into a different direction.
By the way, I'm special, I'm laid back, and I got on a hot shirt.
That you do, boy. Well, there she goes. I bet she's on her way.
All right. Phone lines 979-0919, 971-4096. We know both of those are working without cutting people off once they're on hold. Lee, talk about pets for a minute, because sure. I brought Lazarus with me. In the past, people will call and ask about their animals. I know that you're an animal lover, both as a host to multiple animals at your house and participation at the local SPCA. And Lazarus has always told you several things in the past about how cold it is at the darn house. Can I turn up the heat, or et cetera? And he's had some issues this week. Can you talk with him, please?
Yeah, he's been closer to me today than usual. And as you can probably tell, he's right here by my feet now, sleeping, and he's had his head in my lap a number of times. He's a little fragile. He always has been, if whether it was the bear attack or whatever happened to him.
Right.
You know,
fragile body, stoic heart is what we came up with.
Absolutely. And he's still fragile. This time he looks like feels like to me he's gained a little weight. He feels a little heavier, but he's confused as usual. I know I've said that word to him before. He doesn't always let things get clear in his mind. You know, he gets a little confused about what's going on around him, so he gets a little stressed. This time, I really do feel as though he's had a physical issue. Now, I'm not a medical intuitive per se, but I feel like maybe he's had a little mini stroke or something. He said his head felt funny. The right side, both of his legs look a little different to me when he walks. So I think he's had a little scare. But for now, I mean, I think with Laz, you have to go day by day. You know, he's not a very healthy dog. I think you've done an amazing job with him now for years, and I love seeing him when I'm here. I don't think there's anything different you can do. He's not complaining about the cold, even though it's kind of wet and chilly this morning. So as winter comes on, he's going to tell me again to tell you to keep the house warm. But I don't think there's anything you can do other than exactly what you're doing. I don't think he needs any different care. I don't think he needs any different food or attention. I think everything is being done. He's very content on a very subtle spiritual level. But in his physical body, it's always been a little achy and a little bit off. And, you know, his eye and his tail and the things going on with him, he's not always comfortable, but he's certainly not in any pain.
And that's always the key with your animals.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, 434-979-0919 to talk with Lee Channing, a local intuitive analyst here in the Central Virginia area. You can find her at leechanning.com. spiritsevolving.com, and the 9714096 number now open. So let's talk with Nikki. Good morning, Nikki. Your question for Lee Channing.
Hi, it's Nikki. About 20-some years ago, I lost two friends in a short period of time, and I did go through a period of guilt and what did I do to contribute. And, you know, I worked my way through that. But I still have questions and wonder. My girlfriend, Renee, was supposed to have died of heart failure at 38. And I feel like she had kind of given up on life and she used to party a lot. And I think maybe she pushed it and she wanted to go. That's my question about Renee. I know this is packing in a lot, but a guy I dated for a short period of time, Chris, I had to move away from him because there was just so much going on with him that I couldn't deal with, and I explained to him that I couldn't handle his issues and mine at the same time. And then he went on and married, and his wife had a child, I believe, and I didn't hear any more from him until years later. I missed a call from him. I came home from work, and I had a message, and it was very cryptic and sort of plaintive, and I tried to call back, and the number had been disconnected, and I tried and tried because I felt worried, and I called his brother sometime after that, and his brother said that he had hanged himself. And it turned out that he said the suicide note said that he couldn't take it anymore, whatever. P.S. Please don't tell M.I.C. And, you know, my logical conclusion was, oh, goodness, what does that mean? So if you can shed some light on that, those two things have been, you know, just shadowy questions in my mind for a long time.
Oh, sure, Mickey. That's really a powerful question. Interesting that we've had a Renee and a Chris call in today. Of course, Chris was a girl, but anyway, that was interesting that you had that.
She's a sweetie. She said I was her mentor, and I said, oh, gosh, Well, thanks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a couple of things that you have to come to grips with, and that is that, you know, each spirit is responsible for themselves as much as we would like to. The innocent children and animals, yes, but once somebody is an adult, and that the age varies on that, we really cannot take responsibility for them. And these two people, both of them, interesting, I can almost put them in the same energy container because they're very, very similar. They did not come here to stay a long time. They did not like this life. They did not like what they were doing. Both of them were literally ready to go. Now, maybe she had a heart attack as opposed to hanging herself, but they were both ready to go. So, you know, I think you have to just realize that they were not doing this out any, it had no connection to you other than, I think they both really had love and connection to you. So that was a positive thing. And when you're one of the only positive things, you know, it makes it very difficult, but you don't need to carry any guilt. There was nothing else. Had you answered the phone when Chris called, the outcome would have been the same. I can pretty much guarantee you that because.
Shed some light on why he chose to go.
Well, he didn't want to be here when he first got here, and a lot of people do that. They're very sensitive beings. When they get here, they realize this life is a lot more complicated and frustrating and painful than they expected. So I have known many people who decided to go. Many times it's in the 20s, sometimes in the 30s. They just decide this is not the place for them. And I think that what you can do is really let yourself let that go, because it's not doing your energy any good to go back. Send them light. They're watching over you. They're on the other side. You know, once they're in the spirit world, you know, they don't have any of the pain. So if you can believe that, let yourself believe that they are where they need to be for their own spiritual growth, then you can let that go and just get on with your life, because, you know, you've got a lot to do. So
Do people come back in as quick as 20 years?
Yes, they can. That is extremely, some people say suicide, you come back almost immediately. I'm not sure I believe that one, but you come back whenever your spirit gets on the other side and decides to come back. So I think, and in our time, it's not years. It's when the energy of the spirit is ready. So again, that's really a long, complicated question, but you can come back at any point in time. Our spirits are all powerful, in my belief. So I think you can do whatever you feel like you want to do. So
when you recognize something in their eyes and you kind of wonder, did I know you before?
Yeah, and I think we run into a lot of people that we knew before. We do tend to come back in the same groups, not necessarily the same biological family, but our animals the same way. You know, animals have spirits and they come back, and you can have a dog that has the exact same characteristics of the dog before or another dog. So,
all right, let's
thank you, Mickey, so much.
Yeah,
appreciate you calling.
The phone lines are open to others who may have similar or different questions. I appreciate that call. That was both troubling and informative at the same time. Again, the phone lines open again. All the phone lines are open. 434-979-0919. The office line we've opened up, 434-971-4096. We had the 877 number work once or twice earlier, and then once you got on hold, it started dropping people. You're welcome to take your chances, gamble away for your chance to talk to Lee Channing, 877-WNRN rocks. Lee, does everyone have the same base energy, and then it gets different from there?
No. Well, I see what you're asking. No, really. Well, everyone has a spirit. So if you see, each person is a ball of light. The way I see them, they're glowing balls of different color light in the spirit world. And when I work in haunted houses or animal spirits come to see me, usually it's sort of a gold orb of varying sizes. But I think when we're in the spirit world, when we're not in this physical existence, we have these bright spirits, and we're here to learn, and we're here to support, and we're here to help people. So I think when we're in the spirit world, we say, oh, well, this time we go to Earth. This time I go to Earth. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to give people this opportunity to learn, and I'm going to do this. It's like a classroom down here. So I think you have a lot of different choices. And if you say, you know, when I was down there last time, I don't think I quite finished working on my anger. So when you go in, I think we come into this life with an overlay of energy. Your general, you know, those people that as children they're angry, you know, or they as they get to be teenagers. I mean, a lot of teenagers are angry, but you grow in and out of energy lessons. So you really decide what you want to do. Do people come here with very dark energy? Yes, they do. Somebody had to be Adolf Hitler. You know, somebody had to be Attila the Hun. Somebody chose to do that. A spirit chose to do that. But I think once you get in this planet, yes, your physical experiences do make a difference. You know, so when you have abuse and this, that, and the other, you do have to work a little bit harder to get around that so that you can say, here's what my life purpose is. What is my life's purpose? Then if you know, my life's purpose is really to work on supporting other people, being compassionate, being supportive, or learning this about myself and that about that person. I'm here to support animals. You know, some people don't care to be around animals at all, but some people come here from day one with a connection to the animal world. So we pick and choose to make this earth, as crazy as it can be, you know, a place of learning and a place of love and a place of joy. Love's going to win out in the end somehow, some way, because love is spirit. Love is bright. It's not about emotional love or physical love. You know, it's very different, but we have a lot to learn. And why we have this opportunity, sometimes I really don't know why we would choose to come here. But once we're here, I think we have to make the best of our spiritual options.
So when you say that there's dark energy as well,
mm-hmm.
and someone chooses that, mm-hmm. are they choosing to come down? Is that energy choosing to come down and be dark? Or is the goal to come down and be dark to learn something from that? Or because that's their goal is to...
Both. I don't think you ever come here without lessons. That's just my opinion. I think that they're always, every spirit that's here is playing a role, so to speak, and also learning lessons. You know, I think it's definitely time when you're here to decide what it is that you're learning and what you came here to learn and what you came here to share. So, and every individual spirit is connected to everyone. You know, we're all unique, just like everybody else. And truly, that's an interesting thing to say, but it works that way. You know, we are here as spirits, and we all know people who are the brightest spirits and people who may be darker spirits, and we just come here to work with that.
All right, our guest today, Lee Channing. She's an intuitive analyst here in Central Virginia. You can find her at Spirits, it's with an S on the end of it, spiritsevolving.com, or at leechanning.com. I'm so glad we got this call back. I think I dropped them earlier. Is it Mukande? Is that the proper pronunciation?
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you, Rick, for your Sunday morning show. I'm certainly enjoying this one. I can relate to many of the questions. And so I'd like to ask Lee about, I feel that I'm at a crossroads. I've been at a crossroads about my work and where I live and my long-term relationship. But I guess I'll focus on the work. If you can kind of give me a nudge in which path to go down.
Okay. I'm happy to. I think that that you read your own energy very well. You are very... aware spirit. You brought a lot of awareness with you this time. And I think what that means is that you have a lot of self-trust, even though I think we all question ourselves sometimes. I think as far as the crossroads, you got to get out of the middle of the road. You're going to get run over here. You really are trying to make decisions about whether to stay or go and really make some major life changes. I think you've finished with what you're doing. I think it's time for actually a rather dramatic life change, as far as your career goes particularly. I think it's time for you to say, let's open up the door for all of the options. There are many things that you are talented at, and you know that. You can do lots of different things. But I think it's time for a major life shift. That usually means when I feel this kind of energy, it's time for a brand new career or a dramatic shift within your career and a move, a major life move. I mean, halfway around the world kind of move. It really feels as though you're ready to take the big steps in your life. And that doesn't have anything to do with age or even, it's more about life experience. It's more about your spiritual readiness readiness. I think you're ready for brand new experiences. So I would say take every risk you can find in the next year. Really get out of the middle of that road, because I think your energy is getting a little bored with it. You really got to, you've got to step out now. It's time.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that nudge.
You're welcome. That was more of a kick.
All right. Good wishes, Makande.
Thank you.
All right. 11:54 here on the Sunday morning wake up call. Time for a few more calls if you'd like to ring up and ask your question for Lee Channing.
Today's programming on WNRN is supported by
Price Hyundai on 29 North. From Hyundai, it's the new Sonata Hybrid, 38 miles per gallon highway, and breakthrough lithium polymer technology. Also, the 38 miles per gallon highway Elantra. You can find out more at jimpricehyundai.com.
And let me remind you about Interlochen. Tickets for the Interlochen Music Festival on sale now, featuring Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Further with Phil Lesh and Bob Weir, John Fogerty, Jimmy Cliff, Widespread Panic, String Cheese Incident, Government Mule, and more. Tickets are on sale now. Interlochen donating a portion of every ticket sold through the WNRN.org to our independent music radio. Just click through the Interlochen banner at our website. Use the promo code WNRN where you buy your tickets to the Interlochen Music Festival. It's coming to Nelson County September 5th through the 8th. And you'll be making a donation to WNRN. That's Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Further, Black Crow, Zach Brown, and more. Get your tickets, WNRN.org. All right, just a few minutes left with Lee Channing. And Susie's going to take some of that time. Good morning, Susie. Your question for Lee.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Lee, I had a question about our family dynamics. My husband and I have lived in our home for 12 years, and now my oldest sister has been living with us for a year, and she's gone through a divorce of many years and now back surgery and is still in the midst of the divorce. We're having challenges with the dynamics, just all of us living together and making that work. So I was looking for any insights you had on that.
Oh, that's a really good question, because family dynamics is something that people don't ask about often enough, and we certainly should ask about that. My sense of reading it through your energy, which is what I like to do, is that you have a lot of compassion, a lot of openness in your energy. People wander in and out in a very powerful way because you give out so much support. I feel as though your sister is actually doing better than you may think she is. She's stronger. She probably needs to move a little bit faster to get down her path. I don't think it's a long-term major problem, but I think it's time for her to be on her own. I think there are some other choices that could be made, because she really needs some time to be self-sufficient. I think she has people around her that are support her, but I really do feel like it's time for her to step out. Even if she was in this long-term marriage for a lot of years, she needs to do things on her own. And I think there's a financial way to work it out. And I feel like there's an energetic way to work it out. She's really going to thrive with more peace and quiet. And then that would give you, I don't think you feel it's infringed on you at all, but I think that would give you your home back, your energy back as well, because I think all the good that could be done there, it's sort of even now. It's level. So she needs to be able to take the next step. It's been a long time, energetically. So I think it's time for her next step. And I think all of your work and your love has been appreciated and will continue to be. But I would say you need your home back, and she needs to get out and have some exciting energy to shift, on her own.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Time for one more question. If somebody wants to ring up real quick, it is 11:58 here on the Wake Up Call. I'm Rick Moore. Our guest today, Lee Channing. You can find her at leechanning.com or spiritsevolving.com. Lee, any books that you want to suggest to somebody to read?
You know, that's good. I have on my website, I have a suggested reading area, and I think it's good to go there. As I read a book, if I like it, I'll put it on there. And one of the most interesting books I've read in the last 6 months is, I believe it's entitled The Proof of Heaven. It's by Dr. Alexander, who was here for the Festival of the Book and spoke in Charlottesville this past fall. And he's from Lynchburg. He's a neurosurgeon. And the book is about his near-death experience after he had meningitis. So it's called Proof of Heaven's Excellent.
All right. We have time for one quick question, because the Les Temps folks are waiting for that 80s and 90s music. Henry?
Yes.
Real quick.
Just in April, I came down with a deep vein thrombosis on an airplane flight. That has since dissipated, that blood clot, but now I've got some other issues in both of my legs, and I'm told by the doctor that they're not related. Are they related?
Okay, yes, they're related, Henry, but the good thing for you is that you need to use a lot of blue around you. That can be blue towels, blue sheets, blue shirts, blue pants. Wear a lot of blue, but you need a lot of movement, so don't let these issues slow down your movement. You really need blood flow and some natural energy treatments. I have a wonderful herbalist that I go to, but, you know, some energy movement would be really good for you. So if you want to put the question through the website, I can actually give you some specifics on how to do that. But yes, it is all connected. But just keep moving, whatever you do.
Great. As usual, you have been so helpful.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you. Bye.
And Henry, for everyone else, it's spiritsevolving.com where you can get the question. You can also catch up with Lee at leechanning.com. Lee, thanks as always.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. I always love doing the show.
And we love having you. Next Sunday, UVA Professor Paul Cantor. And his latest book, The Invisible Hand in Pop Culture, Liberty versus Authority in American Film and Television. All right, Drew Thompson up next. Les Temps Perdue.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today.